Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Blackberry Lemon Imperial Oarsman from Bell's Brewery. This is 7.5% ABV. Now, I brought up some different stuff. I actually stopped by Bell's and got the 2023 Black Note, which I'm actually going to do here soon. So I bought just the Black Note. I tried to see, because a lot of times when you go into Bell's, the store, if there's a big release or like a Imperial Stout release or a Third Coast release, they always have older versions of it. Like I believe last night, Third Coast, they had this year's, or maybe it was last year's, then like a year or two prior. Also with Expedition Stout, they usually have two or three different versions. Actually, one year they had, it was probably 2020 maybe, they had like 05, 06, and 07, and I got a six-pack of each. So usually they have all that. They didn't. So they must have sold out or something like that. I can't believe they didn't keep any back. Maybe they're doing it for later. This was filled on 11/9. So I bought just the Black Note, and I was walking out, and they had a new cooler, and it had a lot of these cans in it. Now, this is a can from Bell, so you can go there and get a 16-ounce or whatever other size you want now. So I looked at that, and I picked two different ones up, and this is one. So Oarsman. And all it says, like I said, is Blackberry Lemon Imperial Oarsman. That's it. So regular Oarsman. And after this, we'll look and see if I liked Oarsman. But from the Bell site, this was first brewed in 08 at the original downtown brewery. B1 is what they call it now, unless they've changed it. So this is a tart, refreshing citrus and tart, refreshing citrus and lemony aromas. Where's that? So Oarsman is called a tart wheat ale. Okay. So then I looked it up on Untappd and I noticed something. I was like, holy cow. So, Bell's Oarsman ale aged in bourbon barrels with blackberries and lemon. So they're adding the blackberry and more lemon to this. So let's go ahead and get this open, see what I think. But yeah, so this was filled 11/9. Okay, I think we're good. Whoa. I don't really remember what it looked like, but that was kind of a gross color. It looks a little better. Off-white colored head, like pukey, rusty orange or reddish color. It almost looks like poolside. God, that color. If you have the runs, there you go. It's got a little red to it, but dirty, milky brown in color. That's weird. Okay, let's smell. I get that tart wheat in there. Bourbon oakiness, light bourbon oaky. I think like the base beer still comes out. I don't really smell seedy, like a black seedy blackberry. I could say lemon, some kind of fresh citrus, light fresh citrus. I think that bourbon oakiness overpowers or comes before that like lemony clean. man, I want to say that base beer, that tart wheat, sticks out. I don't know how long this was aged in bourbon barrels. I'm going to say it wasn't long. It smells good. Just the color kind of scares me. Let's go ahead and taste. That's a weird beer. That tart wheat sticks out. It's almost like a tart cherry wheat in there. But as it gets back in the palate into the aftertaste, I think a little of like a tart oakiness, maybe I want to, how about a cherry wood sticks out? I don't even think there's cherry in this. Is there? No, Cascade hops. What are they using for the tartness? It does not say. It tastes like cherry. It doesn't say anything about cherry. Tart, refreshing, citrus, lemony. I mean, I guess it could be from the blackberry, but, and I'm just thinking that tartness, then I'm getting that berry, so I'm saying cherry tartness in there. Real easy drinking. I don't really get the lemon. I think that's overpowered, at least in my opinion, in this beer. Man, that's weird. Like a tart oak. Tart berry oak. Tart cherry oak. Yeah, definitely an interesting one. Man, I don't know. I guess a 4. I don't know, 3.75 to a 4. I don't know if people are going to like this. It's definitely different. And you have to like, I guess, barrel-aged beers, oaky barrel-aged beers. But it just throws you off when you get that weedy tartness. I'm trying to think. Was Blue Sunday? I still got a bottle of that. Blue Sunday by New Holland. Isn't that a barrel-aged sour? Maybe that's close. This is almost like Shorts putting Soft Parade in a barrel. I'm guessing. 3.75 to 4. I'll go with a 4. Let's check Untappd. I have to get back to it. Two of my friends checked it in, 3.88 out of 5. Almost 600 people, 3.81 out of 5. Interesting. Fruity, sour, tart, bright. Yeah. Red wine spritzer? Yeah, somebody gave it a 4. Oh, what the heck? They had this, so they did this in 2017. Wow, look at the color on that thing. huh, theirs looks a lot redder than this dirty color. Yeah, November 5th. Okay. Yeah, so where are the low scores? Yeah, if you're into barrel-aged beers and tart, sour beers, definitely want to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.